Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, hello, everybody. This is the last episode of the season. You are listening to episode 70, Stretch into Success with Laura Noel. Now, when I first read Laura's bio, I was like, you know, I'm not sure if she would be a good fit for this show because she started off her career with 27 years at the United States Air Force. Wow. And now she is a yogi convert, but she is also an executive business and personal development consultant who works with organizations and individuals to help them streamline business processes while maximizing profits. She also helps her clients stretch their thinking in a way that opens them up to new possibilities. Prior to being that entrepreneur and CEO of her own company, she studied and taught personal growth, change management, and leadership, like I mentioned before, for over 27 years while serving in the U.S. Air Force. She has helped solidify goals and improve corporate culture within government agencies, the Department of Defense, construction, technical, insurance, and sales organizations. The list goes on. This is one talented lady. She is proud to serve as a transformational coach, helping clients bridge that gap between feeling stuck and finding fulfillment in their life and career. Laura knows how to get results as she guides clients in overcoming the mindset blocks that keep them from realizing their true potential, purpose, and lifelong dreams and their legacy. Laura helps her clients gain a new level of self-confidence and become the leader that others want to follow. And I know that's quite the bio, but she is an amazing, beautiful, strong, and loving individual. I had such a fun time talking with Laura in today's episode. In the episode, you'll hear more about those 27 years in the military service and how she got to now coaching high-performing individuals, how to break free from imposter syndrome and truly live your highest potential, why knowing more doesn't actually equate to doing more, and how to narrow that divide and accomplish more in less time. Who wouldn't love that? How to eliminate non-productive habits that are holding you back, achieving your vision not by grit, but by realizing your untapped potential, and so much more. If you guys love today's episode with Laura Noel, I would love to hear from you. Please head over to iTunes and give a review. I would love to hear who you love, maybe not so much loved on this podcast, but also who do you want, what kind of guests you want to have on more of. I would love to hear from you guys, Witchy Wellness listeners. I wouldn't do this show without you guys. It is my passion, it is my love, it is my purpose to bring on beautiful, passionate, strong, smart individuals like Laura Noel to help shed their light on humanity. So without further ado, please enjoy this amazing episode, number 70, Stretch into Success with Laura Noel. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. And again, I am your host, Lauren, and this is a show where you get to learn your body is not in your way, but actually leading your way. And today, I'm so excited to talk to our guest, Laura Noel. If you are like most high-performing leaders, you're tired of being pulled in multiple directions with zero time left for yourself. I know I am very guilty of that all the time. As a certified Proctor Gallagher coach and a 27-year military career, Laura Noel helps high performers live empowered, fulfilling lives, all while achieving their highest potential. She helps leaders focus on what really matters so they can stop feeling out of control, become more effective with their time, and spend more time discovering doing what they love. Sign me up for that. Yes, please. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
You're so welcome. I was telling you off air, I was like, I could just have the show just for me because it just, people flow into my life as guests. And I'm like, that's something I'm either working through currently or didn't realize I needed to hear. And I feel like so many of us, whether you're have your more entrepreneurial thing you're doing or just, you know, being a recovering perfectionist is what I call myself. We need this perspective in life. I feel like we just hyper-focus on things and not really looking at the bigger picture, what we could be doing with our time. And I would love to hear your perspective and how you got to doing the work you do today, because you seem like very in the flow with life and things and very in tune, like, to your witchy vibe. But with a 27-year military background, I'm like, okay, this has got to be a really good story. Could you enlighten us of this beautiful transformation?
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, yes, I served almost, well, just shy of 28 years. And I, throughout the course of my career, you know, I served in different capacities. And throughout, I was kind of collecting degrees and certifications. You know, I knew that I would either separate from the service and go do something else, but I didn't know what that was. And I was just really open to, you know, serving and traveling the world. I didn't care where I was stationed because I knew that I would be with the people I needed to be with and it would be awesome no matter what. And it was just a big adventure for me. I'm very grateful. But as I was going through, I was collecting those degrees. And then when I hit the 27-year mark, I was like, oh my gosh, I am going to have to retire in 3 years. And I have no idea what I want to be when I grow up. Really, I don't. And so one of the last certifications I received was a yoga certification. And in the midst of that, it just, law of attraction, it just aligned perfectly. For years, I was looking for my military tuition assistance to cover that kind of thing. And it didn't. And then one day I was just like, you know what? I want it. I'm going to just go do it and pay for it. But it was the perfect time because I was offered, it was highly recommended that we go to this week-long class. And I was in Hawaii at the time. And it was a person that was teaching it for free, yoga philosophy. And we had to read the book, Autobiography of a Yogi. And then we were meant to discuss it in the class. And you had to read every chapter and then submit notes to the instructor. And if you didn't do the work, he didn't want you in the class. And that was life-changing for me because it just got me in touch with my inner being, just the true essence of myself and the awesomeness of who we are as people. And I have goosebumps just saying this. So I finished that class. I finished my certification. I started teaching at my work. I was still in the military, but I was leading a leadership school. So I had a team of instructors working with me. We were providing leadership training to first and second line supervisors. And I would teach yoga for free. And I just started noticing how people would shift, how they would just be at ease. Even if people had PTSD, they just found more clarity. And I just was like, I have to bottle this up. The yoga philosophy piece was the piece that really touched my heart more than anything. And I said, I'm going to find a curriculum that brings people who ordinarily wouldn't seek this out and connect the dots for them. And I was at this personal development seminar, and a gentleman by the name of Bob Proctor was teaching there. And even though my military career, I was a singer for a number of years, I was used to being on stage, I still am probably an introvert posing as an extrovert. I wasn't, you know, so for me, when Bob Proctor was talking, I shot up in front of like 400 people, 500 people and said, how do you know when you found your purpose? I'm collecting all these degrees and certifications and I'm exhausted. I'm not passionate about any of it. And he started asking me questions about my background and how I served. And then he said, you know, we have something I think you'd be really great at. I want you to give me your contact information. And he must have thought I was crazy. I could see my head in the Jumbotron, like my profile, my mouth was like hanging open. And I'm thinking to myself, Laura, close your mouth. And then I went, yes. And he probably thought I was like, what is she doing? She's saying, I'm just asking her for her contact information. But everything he was teaching and saying resonated with me on such a deep visceral level that whatever he was saying, I was in. And so when I went home, I connected with him. And instead of 3 years retiring from the military, I retired in 3 months. I submitted my retirement and got it approved. And then within 6 months, I was an entrepreneur on this journey, teaching people how to you know, transition from lives that they're living to their passion and really stepping into the fullness that is them.
Amazing. I always love hearing the transitions. And this show brings so many yogis and yoginis together. It's just, you know, for anybody who's interested in learning more about yoga philosophy, Yamas and Niyamas by Deborah Adel. It's basically like the commandments of being a yoga. I won't say commandments, but it's just so easy to read. But at the same time, the way she describes everything and goes into it, you're like, whoa. Just a good yogi read for anybody out there. We have like 3 copies in our household.
I love it.
Had to throw that in there. It's so interesting how, everybody's story just brings them exactly where they're supposed to be going. And for years, I was in that boat. I mean, I'm in my early 30s, but as soon as I got out of school, I had a job, a great paying job, but I was just like, holy crap, what am I doing? What's my passion? How am I going to leave my mark on this world? You know, it was ego driven, but from a heart place. And the amount of shame and blame and jealousy we put on ourselves and other people because we don't know what we want to do versus how the universe will unfold. Do you have clients or help your clients work through that, or is usually further along the process where they kind of know what they want to do?
No, actually the first part of what we do together is get clarity. And after all, you know, this is how I found this information and what I teach is I was looking in essence for my purpose. And it was exhausting because at one point in time, and this is just a little sneak peek into the person I am, but you know, I was at one point in time taking care of my father who was terminally ill, going to grad school at the same time. I was a top leader in the military, the top 1%, working through, you know, the echelons, leading organizations. And I was just, from the outside looking in, I was successful, but I just wasn't fulfilled. And I was looking and I was collecting all the degrees and certifications because I was looking outside of myself to see what fits. But the answers are not outside of us. They're inside of us. So the key component of this, and when I work with a client, and I want to work with them for at least 6 months longer because it's not a quick fix. But we're really retraining ourselves to go inward. And what I do is I help them go inward, but within the context of a goal, not a goal. Like I was always on the hamster wheel. I was getting promoted and doing the half Ironman and the Boston Marathon and a figure competition. It was like one thing after another to fill the void, even shopping, right? Miss Nordstrom over here. But nothing filled the void until I went inward. And that's what I teach people to do. So you have to get clear on what you want. And then you have to really learn how to even give yourself permission to want and to dream and to tap into those intellectual faculties, like your imagination, to really get that going.
Oh, yeah. Little known fact, or maybe known fact on the show, I love unicorns and dance parties. So you might see me sometimes on social media with my thinking cap on. So I put on my little unicorn headband and ears and horn, and it's just tapping into that childlike part of you. You know, what did you used to like to do? I used to dance around the house listening to Madonna as a kid, and I was convinced it was Cheerio Girl and not Material Girl, because in my mind, she had to be talking about Cheerios, clearly.
Totally.
Why not? But usually it's connecting to the inner child, and it usually doesn't cost anything to do that. What did you like to do? What brought you joy when you were a kid? And I love singing and dancing around the house and just being a goofball. And that's when I can connect to my creative part, and ideas just go boom, 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 you know, all around me. So I had to throw that in there. But I wanted to loop back into, you know, the desire to tap into your creative potential, to tap into your purpose on this planet, this lifetime. I felt for a long time, you know, I'm not happy. I'm frustrated. I don't know why. I was just like you, collecting certifications, the grades, the degrees, the, you know, I was in, I'm still in the creative field, the portfolio, you know, da 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 da. But why was that not fulfilling me? And I didn't know. I was at a point where I was like, well, what's wrong with me? Why am I not happy? And so how do you take somebody tuning inward who's not happy to maybe show them how to tune into their purpose first inward? Like we mentioned, tuning outward, shopping, the degrees, mm-hmm. overachieving does not work. What are some things? I know everybody's different. Like, I love meditating for hours at a time. Not everybody does.
Right.
That you help people with to kind of connect to that, the inner knowing inside of them.
You know, I start off by asking them, and it depends on the person too. If you're uber analytical, this might be difficult, but just if there were no obstacles, if you could just be childlike and just write down a shopping list, even if you feel, sometimes that's hard, writing the shopping list of things that you want. And there's nothing wrong with wanting material things. I like to think that the universe or God or spirit is, they can't touch, see, taste, touch, smell, think, you know, taste things like we can. And so it's like they're living through us. And so when we're experiencing just the fullness and the richness of life, like giving, loving, you know, enjoying nice things, experiences, that's all good. And so I ask people to just write a shopping list of personal and professional wants, you know, anything. It could be the house, the car, just to go on an epic trip with their family, to give to a cause that really, you know, touches their heart. It doesn't matter, but I start there. If that kind of hangs people up, I ask them, well, what did you used to love? Think back to a time when you felt joy. Imagine that. What were you doing? And even if it was just in a conversation with people, what were you talking about? Or maybe who were you surrounding yourself with? Start to examine times in your life when you felt joy and free, because that'll give you some clues. Or even just when you catch yourself, I wonder how they do that. Wow, what must it be like to do that? You know, those are cues that it's something that maybe you're interested in. So start there.
For me, it's also, I knew exactly what I didn't want. Well, you know, if you're in a bad relationship, a bad job, or maybe, I don't want to say bad body, but a not healthy body, you know what you don't want, right? Clearly. Yeah. And that's just as important. So what's the opposite of that? How does that feel?
Yeah, it's just feedback.
Yeah, it's just feedback. Exactly. I would love to hear what you have to say. So we're kind of in this place of, we're working through this process of this potential client here. And you can feel the frustration, and then you kind of can see, ooh, I like this, or I'm drawn to here. This is what I want to do. Yep. Either you're about to do it, or you're doing it and imposter syndrome comes, I would say creeping in, it slaps you in the face and knocks you down.
Yeah.
So how do you know your clients work through that so they can actually be their fullest potential, highest self?
Yeah. Well, the first thing you have to understand is, I mean, we're dealing with energy here, the law of attraction, right? But we're also dealing with our mind. So our old programming is really what dictates what we're in harmony with. So when we have a goal or a vision of something that we want to do, our old programming will start to chime in. Like, who are you to do that? Or you don't even know how to do that. Like, what will people think? You know, that old programming will try to keep you comfortable. Your mind is designed to keep you comfortable. And so that's how people stay, you know, kind of resigned to, well, this is it. This is good enough. But the crazy thing is like people who say, I don't want to change anything. I'm just going to stay the same. That's impossible. There's no such thing because we're living under the context of universal laws. A law of vibration states that we're in an ocean of motion. Everything is vibrating at a high frequency, although we can't see it. And so everything around us is changing and evolving, even if we stay the same. So even by the nature of us wanting to stay the same, we're taking a back step. So you have to understand going into this that when you have a vision for something that you want that's beyond what you're currently doing, that your mind is going to play tricks on you to keep you comfortable. So one, you have to take physical action steps toward your vision and start living like that person now, even before you've physically manifested the thing that you want. So if you want to give on a big level, or you have a certain income goal, start living like that person now. So maybe if you want to serve and speak and you want to have, you know, somebody take care of your home and the things that you don't want to do so you can focus on what you want, maybe you're not in a space to do that now every week, but maybe once every 6 months you can. Maybe you could buy one outfit that makes you feel like that person now. And so you step into that person, so you're in that vibration. So know that you've got to take the action steps. You've got to feel and be that person before a physical manifestation. And part of that is you have to work on your mind. You have to choke off the old limiting beliefs that are in harmony with what you have now and start feeding your mind and your imagination an image of what you want. And if you see it in your mind, it's for you. It's there. It's out there. It's an option for you. It's meant for you. So you've got to hold on to that vision while you're taking the action at the same time. And that can be scary because it's like you don't see all the action steps to take to get there, but you're having faith, not blind faith, but faith in universal laws, faith in, you know, you can either follow fear and be stuck, or you can follow the path of faith and faith in yourself, faith in the universe, and just keep going.
A lot of people say, well, isn't that fake it till you make it? And I have to disagree. And I'll let you see what you have to say. But for me, working with law of attraction, my meditation practice, and manifesting is a really big word right now. It's awesome. This is kind of like very prevalent and popular, well, at least I think so, in the world today, is that physical manifestation of that thing happening and that person coming into your life, that dollar amount in your bank account, it's not about that physical manifestation and result. It's about how you're going to feel when that happens. And the point of the matter is, the fact of the matter is that you have to become that person right now. And you have to show up for the universe as if you're the real deal. You're the lady for the job. And it will match your energy. Just like you said, the law of vibration and attraction, you have to, despite any internal or mental or external circumstances not matching or trying to pull you away from what you want, show up and act as if it already happened. And for me, I went through past relationship really bad, emotionally not great, abusive. And I was like, all right, I know my partner is out there somewhere in this world. They are alive today. And I'm going to do the inner work to heal myself and act as if they're already here. Like,
yes.
If we only could love ourselves as much as our like ideal partner or, you know, our idyllic parents would love us unconditionally. Oh gosh, the magic that would unfold. So I did the internal work, but I bought myself flowers every week, a monthly chocolate subscription and all these other things. And lo and behold, I'm with my partner for over 2 years now. And he buys me flowers every week and he makes me, you know, but it's because my like attract his like, right? It's because we both showed up for ourselves. But I kept showing up as if I didn't care when, how, who, where, what, why. That didn't matter. Mm-hmm. I was committed to the manifestation. I was committed that it was going to happen. And the universe likes to work in very unknown and mysterious ways. And that's that trusting part, right? Where you let it unfold perfectly as it should.
Oh, yeah. That's so beautiful. And it's, you know, I am total in agreement with you with you can't fake it till you make it. It's you don't attract what you want. You attract who you are.
Yep.
So you can't fake it. I mean, the easiest way to put yourself in a high vibration is the way you present yourself. Sometimes like dressing, feeling good in what you're wearing and actually feeling good. It's the feeling that's the most important thing. If you dress up and you feel like a fraud, then that's not helpful. But you know, the feeling of it. And I love that you said you worked on yourself before attracting that relationship, because I've met people who my goal is to attract my life partner. And I say, that's not a goal. That's not a goal, because you're going to attract some, if you're in a bad space and you keep attracting the same person over and over again, nothing's going to change for you, right? You have to love yourself and be that point of support for yourself instead of outside of you. And then when you're living in your fullest expression of yourself, you're going to attract everything that's in harmony with it. So even if you'd mentioned, you know, just doing things that you love and putting on the unicorn hat and just dancing around. So even if you're not specifically working toward that, I'm working on this goal right now, you having fun and expressing yourself, you're automatically in harmony with everything that's in that vibration, including your goal, including your partner, right? So it's, there's no faking it till you make it. You have to be it.
Yeah. And what I like to help with my health coaching clients is I say, you know, with anything health related or mentally related, you're going to get to that goal anyway with your body or your health, but why not feel good along the way? And that end result is just going to be just kind of like a side effect, if you will. You know, it's inevitable, but you're going to feel so good today. Still do the work, the internal work, yes, but you're going to know how to connect and tune into that vibration of that future. But now, and I know this is like a hard concept for people to understand. I've delved way into like law of attraction to the point where I'm just reading everything. And I'm like that. I hone in on a topic, meditation. I want to learn everything about it, which is good if that's what you're interested in. But that can lead into like analysis paralysis or, you know, just less action, you know, too much. How do you help somebody kind of delve into where to discern of taking the action, where to focus their time versus knowing all of the things first? It's kind of, we already answered this, but also balancing the action with how to accomplish more with less time, really.
Yeah. And so a big part of that is I call that taking inspired action. So I have a lot of clients who are very busy and they're in the grind and they're doing everything. And I was that type A overachiever, and I was doing everything but not fulfilled. But when I got clear, and first of all, there's no shortcut. You have to take time for yourself. I tell people to put themselves first thing in the morning. You got to put your oxygen mask on first before you can help others. So a big piece of it is meditation, or just being quiet and journaling, and just, even if it's just, you know, 15 minutes or so, just to get quiet, and even asking, how can I serve today? And you might not get an answer in that moment, but maybe throughout the day, you have an inspiration, a flash of inspiration to call somebody or stop at 7-Eleven. So you start to learn to tap into your intuition. That's a God-given gift that you have. And there's so many times I can tell you where I've tapped in, I've got an inspiration. I feel like doing this. Well, that's not a mental thing. That's a feeling. Okay, now I know. Like, I'm like, all right, I'm doing this. But then it leads to something else. Like, you're in the grocery store and the person behind you is the solution to something that you're looking for, and you overhear them talking. So that's intuition guiding you. So I like to do that first thing in the morning and ask how I can serve, think about my goal first, my vision. And then how can I be more effective in less time, or how can I serve today? And whatever comes up for me, I write it down and I act on it immediately. And you start to trust then your intuition. That's where I would start, is just getting quiet in the morning, having a goal, getting quiet in the morning, connecting with it, imagining it through your five senses, feeling it. And when you're there, you're in vibration with that goal. When you're in that mindset and that space, so anything that creeps into your mind as, I should call Susie right now, do it immediately. You're in harmony. Trust yourself.
Yeah, and it's so much easier to get that ball rolling first thing, or sometimes harder, depending on, you know, I have historically been known not to be a morning person, but I will have to say, I mean, we get up at 5 every day. And for me, I need that time. You know, if I don't meditate, if I don't move my body in a way, even if it's walking, depends on, you know, how I feel that day, journaling, and then get some of my creative flow kind of inspired action, like you say, if I don't do that the rest of my day, I'm not as focused, I'm not as in tune, I'm not intuitive, I feel more stressed out. It really amazes me how, you know, whatever morning routine works for you, but it took me a really long time to get there, because I had to overcome my like non-productive habits of liking to sleep in and hit the snooze about 22 times. Like, I don't even know how I could do that, but yeah. I always would fall back asleep. How can you eliminate these non-productive habits that are holding you back? And it's like you're coming up against yourself again and again and again.
Yeah, well, you know, we all have non-productive habits. And when we reach the next level, there's other things holding us back in our mindset. So try to pinpoint the one that might have the domino effect on everything else. So for example, if you want to get up at 5 in the morning, but you're always hitting snooze, maybe it's the 5 a.m., like, you know, the alarm goes off, your feet touch the floor, or maybe the biggest domino effect is changing your evening routine, for example. So maybe it's getting to bed earlier. Maybe it's, you know, doing some restorative yoga or like a yoga nidra to go to sleep. So you know, rest peacefully. So I would find out what that non-productive habit is, and then just start by affirming the opposite. Because your subconscious mind is your gateway to your point of attraction. And your subconscious mind believes whatever you feed it with emotion. So if you are don't, if you like sleeping in, maybe affirming to yourself, I'm so happy and grateful that I love rising early and accomplishing, so, you know, taking care of myself first. I'm so grateful I get to take care of myself first at 5 a.m. I love it. I love it so much. So affirming to yourself, writing it down, looking at yourself in the mirror, saying it at multiple points during the day, eventually your subconscious mind is going to grab hold of it, but you also have to do it. You have to take action too. You can't just say the thing without emotion and then think it's going to magically wake you up at 5 a.m. It's not. You have to do it with emotion, but you also have to use your willpower for a little bit and do the thing. But when your willpower starts to wane, that belief in this new version of you will start to take hold. And then before you know it, you look back and you're like, oh, you're not even thinking about waking up at five. It's a part of you. It's who you become.
Oh, for sure. Like, for me, it was getting over the fact I had to affirm that, like, I fall asleep easily, and I have no problems, you know, falling asleep. And I had to look at myself and exactly do what you did. And it was like, okay, you had enough sleep. You had 7.5 to 8.5 hours of sleep. That's the perfect amount of sleep that you need. And I just took it to a new level recently and cut out most caffeine, but definitely coffee. And I never thought I could do that. And I did it. And it was just because it wasn't agreeing with my body right now. And I actually feel so much better because we assume that these certain habits are making us more productive, or that's just the way that things are always going to be. But it's not true. I actually feel more focused without coffee than I did when I did with it.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Like, who is this person? That was probably harder for me to do rather than me getting used to waking up early. Last thing I kind of want to wrap up on, and we kind of touched this, but I would love for you to kind of wrap this up in a pretty little package with a bow on top, of realizing your untapped potential, not through the grit or the grind, but the path of least resistance.
That touches my heart, because I used to be in the grind, thinking that, you know, I would climb this next mountain, the next one, and the next one was the one that would make me happy. And what I found was taking a step back to think. You know, when we're in the hustle and grind, we're not thinking. In fact, we're not even in control of ourselves. We're allowing circumstances to kind of bounce us around. You know, do this, do that, go here, go there, achieve this next thing. And we're not in tune with ourselves. And so the path of least resistance is in ourselves. It's not outside of us. It's not, a goal is not something that you're reaching after or chasing after. A goal is meant to expand you. It's meant for growth and expansion, really. It just means that you're at a higher level of awareness. That's it. I have goosebumps when I say that. Every time I my tell is when I'm like connecting with universe, is like I get the goosebumps. But it's that path of least resistance is taking that inspired action, is putting yourself first so you can hear yourself and hear your deepest desires and follow that gut, that, you know, that pull, instead of something outside of you. That's the path of least resistance.
Amen. And it sounds so simple, and it really is. We are just the only ones in our own way.
Yeah, we make it hard.
We do make it hard. And I mean, it's a muscle, you know, finding somebody like Laura to work with to help you train that muscle, like mental, emotional, spiritual, kind of like personal trainer lifting those weights, because
it is
super analytical mind. And I mean, as woo-woo as I am, I can go down that analytical, like, analysis paralysis really quickly if I don't catch myself. And, you know, I just have learned that you can't be hard on yourself, even when you get triggered or you fall back into those old habits. because you can learn and you can become more aware and choose something differently. And you start to be able to coach and reparent yourself. But finding somebody to work with like Laura really, really, really helps because they help hold that mirror for you in a more loving way. And sometimes more of a, you know, tough love way too, depending on what you need. Yeah. But if somebody is like interested in all the stuff, the goodness that we talked about today, how can they get a hold of you? What kind of coaching do you offer? I'm assuming one-on-one. How can we get in touch with you?
Well, I do a little bit of one-on-one and group coaching, which is awesome because you learn from each other and you can, you know, bounce ideas off of each other. But the best way to reach me is I have a welcome page just for you and your audience. And it's stretchintosuccess.com/witchywellness. And what you'll find there is a free PDF download, 6 mindset changing techniques to a more fulfilled life. And then I often have monthly or bi-monthly workshops and webinars that are free. So you can really dive into this and really, you know, jump in and try this out, try some of these techniques out and get some coaching and support. And then if you are looking for a coach, you can also book a call with me and we can have a conversation and see what you're looking for and how I might be able to support you.
Amazing. Yeah. We will link all of this in the show notes as well for you guys. So just easy click away. With that, did you have anything else you wanted to cover or talk about before we start to wrap today's show up?
Oh my gosh. No, I'm so thrilled. I mean, nothing happens by accident. You know, I know that somebody listening today is going to hear something that helps them and something that they need to hear. And I'm just really grateful for this opportunity.
Thank you. Me too. It's my pleasure. I love having beautiful souls on the show. And if you guys feel inspired by this, head over to her site, take a look. But what I found even more impactful is if you are thinking about a loved one or a friend, please share this episode with somebody because I don't know how many podcasts I've listened to and sent to people or vice versa where it was the one thing I needed to hear or that one program or the coach or solution to the thing that I needed in my life at that time. You never know what, you know, what could come of this, you know, paying it forward in a way, if you will. But with that, thank you, Laura, so much for coming on the show today. Every show, we thank you for your presence, for showing up not only for yourself, but for us today and all these beautiful nuggets of wisdom. And how may we, the audience, be of service as an act of gratitude for you in return today?
Oh my gosh, I so appreciate that. And, you know, throughout my journey working on myself, you know, it's interesting. When I was in the service, I would donate and give a little bit here and there to causes that really inspired me. And one of the things that I became aware of was how many people in the world didn't even have access to clean water. And when I became aware of that, I swore that I would do something about it. And that was in 2016 when I discovered that. And I discovered the Unstoppable Foundation, which they do a lot of work in the Maasai Mara region of Kenya. And their background is giving education to girls who don't have education in that region. But what I loved about it is they take care of the community because there are a lot of programs out there that will have built schools for people and girls, but then they don't attend because the girl's job is to fetch water for the family in some dirty rivers and things that are just not, they're just not sanitized. And so this organization gives them free, you know, provides water, access to water, medical care, job training, agricultural training, and then education for girls. So I am pulling people together to fund a village. And when we do that together, it funds a village of like 70 people for a year. And within a few years, these communities are self-sustaining. So the link will be there. I invite you to join me. the money doesn't go to me. You'll see the link. It goes directly to the Unstoppable Foundation, but you'll see that we're doing it as Stretch into Success, and you'll see the little graph. It's exciting. I think we have maybe $5,000 of $25,000. That's all it takes to fund a village. So we can really make a difference in the world for generations to come. So I would be grateful to lock arms with you and do that.
So beautiful. We'll link that in the show notes as well. What a beautiful organization. I know I'm going to check it out as well. And thank you for that so inspiring and impactful call to action. Usually it's like, go meditate, do this. But man, I definitely feel inspired with this one. Such a good cause. I know I'm going to head over there and donate some of my resources to this as well. Thank you, Laura, so much for coming on the show. It was such a pleasure talking with you.
Likewise. Thank you so much. I hope we connect again.
You too.
And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.